This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, there are a whole bunch of things, big picture things happening in this economy right now that just kind of don't make sense. Why is inflation so low when we're at basically full employment? We've talked a bunch about that. How much longer can consumers be the engine that drives things? That one really is anybody's guess. Here's another one, a bit more tangible, I suppose. Why, at the same time that there's an affordable housing crisis in a lot of the country, why are there also millions of houses and city lots just sitting empty? It's such a big problem, in fact, that for the past 10 years, there has been a whole conference devoted to it. Marketplace's Amy Scott went to this year's Reclaiming Vacant Properties Conference in Atlanta to check it out.
All the regulars are here, city planners, community activists, and developers. But for the first time, Gary Ringer is among the almost 1,500 people who've descended on Atlanta to spend 3 days taking a deep dive into the epidemic of blight. Ringer is a firefighter in Detroit.
After years of fighting fires, kind of just sticking my chest out, I'm a firefighter, seeing abandoned, blighted, fire-damaged properties started to kind of play on my psyche.
So he recently took a part-time job with a nonprofit community development group that helps repair houses before they become emergencies.
So I'm kind of, you know, wet behind the ears, but as you see, taking copious amounts of notes and trying to be that catalyst for some change within the community that I serve.
At last count, there were more than 6 million vacant and unused houses across the country, more than at the height of the foreclosure crisis. And that's not counting empty lots or commercial buildings. Alan Malik is a fixture on the blight circuit. He's been studying the issue for decades. With this crowd, he's known as the sage of the vacant properties movement.
On the one hand, we're seeing amazing revival and regrowth in places like New York and Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. But there are huge parts of the Midwest and the South that are still struggling. And that's another part of America's reality.
And it's not just a city problem. Catherine Garvey runs a law clinic at West Virginia University that helps small towns and counties tackle blight.
Hypervacancy is defined at 20% vacancy, and in some of our rural communities, we have 70% vacancy.
Solutions are going to look different everywhere. Detroit is focused on demolition. It's planning to tear down another 19,000 vacant and abandoned houses in the next 5 years. Philadelphia has turned 12,000 empty lots into green space by putting up wooden fences and planting trees. Here in Atlanta, leaders point to the Beltline, a 22-mile loop of old railway and abandoned industrial land that's being transformed into parks and trails flanked by businesses and housing.
Hi, darlings. How you?
Cynthia Rente leads a group of planners and community development folks on a walking tour, pointing out the Tony restaurants and industrial chic offices lining the trail.
Most of these buildings would have been standing empty prior to the Beltline.
Most of the housing built so far is also high-end, but Rente says the plan is to build thousands of affordable units, too.
Will that solve affordable housing issues in Atlanta? No, it will not.
But it's something, and Crystal Middleton, a fairly new city planner in Buffalo, New York, is soaking it up.
We actually have a Beltline that we are trying to get a little bit more out of, so this walk is definitely helpful.
And every little bit helps. Akila Watkins-Butler is CEO of the Center for Community Progress, which hosts the conference.
The reality is some communities aren't going to be where they were 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago. But we can still make those places great places to live for the individuals that have chosen to stay there.
And that's the point of this gathering, she says, to help communities reimagine the future with the resources they have. In Atlanta, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.